You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and this is hour two for the weekend of April 3rd, 2021.
All right, so Siri is no longer the default option when you set up your new iPhone or iPad. Big Apple news this past week. What I mean is that she is no longer a she who identifies as female. Now you'll be able to choose your default Siri voice. Female is still an option, but there's a few male choices. And I started thinking about that. I mean, personally, I like other options for Siri, like the New Yorker version. When you say like, hey, S-word, that it would say, what's the matter with you? You know, something like that. Or how about the existentialist version? What did you mean by that? Or how about the positive affirmation Siri? You are amazing. How can I help you? Okay. Siri kept calling me Shirley this morning. I was beginning to get annoyed. But then I realized that I left my phone in airplane mode. Do you get it? The movie Airplane, Shirley. Yeah. You can use that and not even give me credit. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's called The Kim Komando Show. You can find us on 420 top stations throughout the United States, streaming on your favorite radio app, and always available as a podcast over at getkim.com. And you can also find us on the American Forces Network Radio. And thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I'd like to thank NetSuite for helping to make this show possible. America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Now, smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud business system. And here's the deal. You can schedule a free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Kim. If you have a business, this is something that you really need to do. netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, that's netsuite.com/Kim. And also LinkedIn. 2021 is looking up. And if part of your growth strategy is adding new members to your business, LinkedIn Jobs finds the right person quickly. And to make things better, your first job post is free. LinkedIn is an active community with over 722 million professionals worldwide. And getting started is easier than ever. They have all these great new features to help you find qualified candidates quickly. So what you do is you can post a job with targeted screening questions. Love that. And LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. And then you can manage your job posts and you can contact candidates from just a single view on LinkedIn.com because all these functions are streamlined into one simple screen. So it's quick and easy to handle. And now you can do all this from your mobile device no matter where the day takes you. And that's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. So when your business is ready to make that next hire, stop messing around. Just you're going to find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post a job for free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/Kim. LinkedIn.com/Kim to get that free job post. Terms and conditions apply. Once again, LinkedIn.com/Kim. And also SolveIQ. If you're calling your kids every time you have a problem with your home computer, they're just too busy. As a matter of fact, since I've been talking about this, I have people that are emailing me, and I forget what the gentleman's name was, but he said that he totally relates to that because his kid is actually in the IT business, and when he calls him, his father will tell him what the problem is, and then the kid's like, you know what, gotta go, Dad, love to help you some other time. Right. Kids are just too busy with their own issues to walk you through fixing your PC's problems, and with all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really hard to know where to turn and who you can trust. That's why I partnered with the pros at SolveIQ. So you have access to experienced, trusted, reliable, knowledgeable help whenever you need it. Their expert support team is there to take your call the next time your printer acts up, your webcam just stops working, a Windows update doesn't want to play nicely. And then for just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ's tech experts as many times as you need. And get this, they have patented software that works in the background that will protect you and optimize your computer in real time, stopping all the problems before they even start. Last month, get this, they blocked over 120,000 unsafe malware, phishing, and data harvesting websites. Thank goodness they had that on their PC. Who knows how much money these people would have lost. Now, the average user also, by the way, freed up about 5 gigs of storage without having to lift a finger because the SolveIQ guys and gals went in there and did all the work for them. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Join today, SolveIQ.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters I-Q, SolveIQ.com/Kim. All right, let's start this hour with 5 things you need to know about consumer tech. And this past week was opening day for Major League Baseball, America's pastime. And what that means, a lot of fans are using baseball team names in their passwords because they love their teams. Bad idea. Because hackers are out there saying what's hot, what's trending, and then they are figuring out these easy-to-guess passwords. So this company called SpecOps, they analyzed 800 million, wow, previously breached passwords. They created a list of the most commonly used baseball team. So which team hit the top spot? Let's start at number 5, the Minnesota Twins, followed by the New York Mets. Third, the Tampa Bay Rays. The runner-up in the database of stolen passwords, the Los Angeles Angels. The most common, care to guess, the Cincinnati Reds. Okay, how common? The team name was used nearly 150,000 times. Now, you might have noticed a trend. 4 out of 5 of those teams are made up with only 4 letters, right? You have the Twins, the Mets, the Rays, the Angels, the Reds, which brings me to last place. Now, which baseball team is last place, do you think? The Arizona Diamondbacks, 12 letters if you're counting. So what you want to do is make sure you get a good password manager, change the password so that no one would ever be able to guess it, and then every once in a while, pick one or two that are just out of left field. All right, number 2, Google Maps wants to take you to the mall. There's some new features coming to Google Maps. Most notable, they have the Live View AR. Now, if you're not familiar with that, that's a feature that overlays arrows and navigation details into the camera view of Google Maps while you're trying to get somewhere, say on foot. So it takes your altitude into account. And now Google Maps Live View will give you directions inside places like airports and shopping malls. So like they have little arrows kind of pointing you to the stairs. And there's another update that is also going to impact the time it takes you to get from point A to point B. Now, instead of choosing the fastest route to your destination, Google Maps is going to give you the option of the most eco-friendly. That's right. Based on factors like traffic, fuel consumption, road incline. So this way you can generate the lowest carbon footprint. Now, may not amount to much of a difference in time, but you could go back and look at the fastest routes. I mean, no need to, like, you know, cop a bag, you know, latitude. Number 3, coming soon from Apple, maybe, maybe not. If you look at any of the tech blogs on the internet, it seems like every other day there's a story about Apple rumor, major announcement, secret announcement, early April. They said that in March, too. No March, no April, no early April. So we heard that new iPads are coming, but Apple hasn't said anything about any new products, but they did announce this past week the official date for the WWDC. No, it's not a wrestling convention or competition. It's the Worldwide Developers Conference, June 7th through the 11th, and it's all virtual again thanks to COVID. So every year they do one of these. First day is over when they have like the new iOS, the new software for iPhones, iPads, watches, Macs, and everything else. And then we have new gadgets that roll out in the fall. iOS 15. Now, maybe Apple's going to be announcing some new products. Maybe some new iPads. Maybe some new iMacs. Maybe some new AirPods. So the deal here is that unless you really need to buy something like right now, you might want to just wait a few weeks to see if they actually do come out with some new products. Because that would be like the iPods 3 waiting is like a, you know, a sound decision. Number 4, another phishing attack. If you have an Instagram account, be on the lookout for a pretty nasty scam. And it's going to come to you by your direct messages. And it looks like it's from Instagram. It's from Instagram's Copyright Help Center. And it says you have a copyright violation was detected in one of your posts. And then you have some choices. You can tap a link, provide feedback. Otherwise, your account's going to be shut down in 24 hours. All right. Tap any links, go to malicious sites, steals any information. So the bottom line here is that if you get any DMs saying that they're from Instagram, they're not from Instagram. They're just Insta scams. And finally, number 5, now we're cooking. And a word of advice. If you're a fugitive from justice, you want to keep a low profile. You don't want to be posting stuff like cooking videos on YouTube. Law enforcement has been searching for an alleged member of an Italian mafia since an arrest warrant for criminal drug trafficking was issued back in 2014. The case has been cold until the 53-year-old guy was discovered. How? Instructional cooking videos he was posting to YouTube from the Dominican Republic. That's right. He was really careful to hide his face in the videos, but he has a whole bunch of unique tattoos, and guess what? That's how they found him, and he's already been extradited back to Italy. Now, apparently, this is said to be the biggest mafia trial Italy has seen in decades. More than 350 people are charged as part of the investigation. But I'm guessing this guy was the only one pretending to be a cooking instructor on YouTube. Talk about a impasta. Get it? Imposter. Pasta, Italy. Okay. If you haven't tried Super Beets Heart Chews, you're totally missing out. You get all the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. Because let me tell you, I tried to make beet juice. I was really into it for about 2 weeks on two Sundays in a row. And after like 6 hours of getting the beets and peeling the beets and processing the beets and getting the beets into a pulp. And also, beets don't taste good. So you have to like put ginger and pineapple juice and orange juice. I mean, it was just a nightmare. So then I said, there's got to be a better way to get the healthy benefits of beets without having to make beet juice. So now I just eat two Super Beets Heart Chews and they taste phenomenal. They're so good. Super Beets Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with this powerful new ingredient, grape seed extract. Now, the grape seed extract uses Super Beets Chews, clinically proven to shown to be two times as effective as supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. And better blood pressure means more energy, the way that nature intended. You don't have the jittery caffeine, no stimulants. Matter of fact, I don't even drink coffee. I just have two delicious Super Beets Heart Chews every morning. You need them, two a day. That's all you need. I keep a bag of Super Beets Chews on my desk. And every morning, like I mentioned, I have two. I exercise every single day. And having enough energy is important because after all, I also run a business. So you not only need energy, you need stamina. And I really believe that Super Beets Heart Chews are a big reason why I have a ton of both. So do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beets Chews. Get your Super Beets Chews today. Don't go to Amazon because you're not going to get this deal. You have to go to the special address. Go to kimsbeets.com, KIMSBEETS.com. Because then at that site only, you're going to get, when you buy two bags, you're going to get a third bag absolutely free. That's kimsbeets.com. Once again, kimsbeets.com. All right, coming up in this hour, we have our digital privacy tip. And this is phenomenal. It's a place that I found, I'm super excited to tell you about, where you can use your phone, your laptop, your tablet, or your computer just by going to a web address, and it's going to be a motion-activated security camera. You don't want to miss that. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. That's right. We are family, and I'd love to hear from you. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you ever want to drop me an email about something that you have a question about, you can always do that on a website. Just head over to komando.com. Of course, that's KOMANDO.com. When you're there, at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. Michael in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hi there, Mike.
Hello, Kim. Love the show. Listening for a long time and get a lot of good tips out of it. So
awesome.
I had a question.
I'm here.
My job requires me to travel for about a week at a time. You know, and after being home with my two cats for the last year, I've kind of grown accustomed to being there with them and them with me. So I'm looking for something that I could possibly have video, them see me and me see them, and two-way communication.
Okay. So you want them to see you?
Yep.
Okay.
There was a product on the market, but it's been sold out for a while, and I haven't been able to find it since.
Yeah, so. See, there are a ton of products where you can see them. You know, for them to see you, it's going to be, I'm not saying you're not going to be able to do it. I mean, you can leave Skype running on your TV, and then you'd be able to log into Skype on your television, and you'll be able to, if you have a webcam on your TV, you'll be able to see them, which, you know, webcams built into so many TVs nowadays that it wouldn't be that difficult for you to configure that, or you can set it up accordingly on your computer, on a laptop, or anything along the way. There are so many gadgets, though, that will allow you to see them. I mean, with cats, it's not like they're going to stand there and look at the monitor. You know what I mean? I mean, they're cats, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So there are other things that you can do. Like, one's called the Pet Cube, and it's like $40. And so you fill it up with treats. And so you can even do this when you're there. And so you can turn on the camera, you can see where they're at, you can call them, and then when they come by, you just hit a button on the app and it shoots out a treat at them. So this way they know that if they come near this little gadget that they're going to get a treat. Make sense?
Yep, perfect sense.
So that's an option for you. And as I mentioned, it's called Pet Cube. It's about, I think it's like about, as I mentioned, about $40. It has night vision, two-way audio. You can actually mount it somewhere if you want. Or again, you can use Skype with your TV. But let me ask you a question. What do you call a pile of cats? What do you call a pile of cats, Michael?
I don't know.
A meowtin. Ha ha ha. Get it? Meow tan, like mountain.
Yep.
Sorry, it was my attempt at, you know, lightening up the subject just a little bit. Yes, Skype on your TV or take a look at that Pet Cube. You know, a lot of people are going to be having separation anxiety from their pets. I know, like, you know, I've been coming back into the studios, and when I get home, Abby's like super excited to see me, Larry, and she just jumps all over me. So she's having a little separation anxiety there. A lot of pets will. Hey, listen, let's talk about ExpressVPN. Thanks to the data brokers profiting off of your online activity, there's no longer such a thing as a private citizen. To keep my data private when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN. It's the number one rated ExpressVPN on the market. And here's the deal. You get 3 extra months for free if you go to this address. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. ExpressVPN.com/Kim. Coming up is Brand New or Not True. You definitely don't want to miss that. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. And this week is brought to you by Epson. Kiss expense cartridges by the EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list. So you just fill and chill. Available at Target, Walmart, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's right. It's brand new or is it not true? Because every week we have thousands and thousands of new gadgets and gizmos and apps and websites and smart this and smart that are announced. And some of these products make it. Other times you're like, well, who was thinking of that? And then, of course, then that becomes the next unicorn. So when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very special contestant with 3 gadgets in the tech world. Now, this week, it's up to you to decide which 2 products or the 3 products are fake. I just made them up. 2 are fake. And which one product is true? Yeah, I change it up from time to time to keep you all on your toes. So this week, 2 are fake and 1 product is true. Now, you're going to notice that no product names are going to be given because I heard through Grapevine and I saw you that some people were cheating. Yes, you're looking things up in Google. I mean, cheating is like in a limbo competition. How low can you go? And so joining us this week to become our next victim, I mean contestant, is Amy in Topeka, Kansas. Are you ready to play, Amy?
Yes. Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. Now, remember,
exciting.
Yes, 2 products are fake and 1 is real. Now, if you win, Amy, I am going to do a cameo for you. It's like a short little video. You just tell me what you want me to say, like a happy anniversary, happy birthday, whatever it may be to somebody. That's if you win. And, you know, that's
okay.
That's probably worth about $650. I mean, if Shaka Khan can get a cameo, and she can charge $650 for somebody to say, like, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. You know what I'm talking about? That I could get at least $650. Now, if you lose, it's still a great prize. It's an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Okay, valued at...
So it's win-win.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
Product number one. Now, remember, two are fake and one is real. Okay.
Okay.
People under the age of 25, the Gen Zers, they're digital. They grew up with Snapchat and Instagram and text. But you know what? They have trouble telling time looking at a regular clock because they just look at their phone and it's a digital readout, of course. But when they get to airports and businesses and colleges and government buildings, they're faced with clocks that are round in shape, showing a bunch of hard to understand numbers. That's why 19-year-old Laura created an app because, as she says, why are their hands like on a clock anyway? They're like fingers reaching in directions. The app teaches Gen Zers how to tell time by playing interactive games with friends. So clocks are shown in various real-life situations, home, work, school. And the app shows traditional numbers as well as Roman numerals, Amy, on the clock. Laura, again, the creator, said she had to do this, but she's not sure because, as she says, no one speaks Roman anymore. That's like so last century. The app is free for iOS and Android. Product number two. Okay, product number two. A recent survey said that 27% of folks over the age of 65 play games almost every day. So now there are new games for this generation. There's Bone Crush. Here you navigate through a household full of Legos and toys all over the floor. The Legos and toys appeal automatically for single player, or multiplayer lets others people put them in strategic places. You step on one and boom, players hit the floor and you're going to break a hip. Okay, the next game. is called CPAP Nights. You're a zombie collecting points by killing other zombies. You can play other people online, of course. Now, the first person to find the hidden CPAP machine and get a good night's sleep rest is no longer a zombie, and they win. Okay, but there are other games, Amy, like pin the toupee on the bald guy, or how about kick the bucket, and also SAG, you're it. Games are free by showing a picture of your Medicare card. Number three, Amy, since the pandemic, so many Americans have gotten a new puppy. Now, the problem is training this puppy to sit, to go outside, to go potty, to heal, not to jump on the couch, that sort of thing. And even though people are working at home, they don't know how to train the puppy. That's why there's a new gadget for dog owners. It's about 2 feet square. It's on wheels, has a built-in camera, and you fill this bad boy up with dog treats. And when it's time to train the puppy or even reinforce skills with an older dog, you roll this thing out. A real trainer comes on over the camera and tells the dog to sit, stay, get off the couch. And if the dog does what they're supposed to do, it gets a treat. It just spits out from this special thing. I mean, I could really use this. I can't take my dog, Abby, to the park because she keeps chasing all the ducks. But that's my fault because she's a purebred. Get it? $99 plus a monthly subscription, and you have to supply the treats. Okay, so... two products are fake.
Oh,
the first one is we have the app to teach the time. The second product is a group of games for people over the age of 65, like Bone Crush and SAG You're It. And then the third product is a little gadget that will help train your dog. So which product is true?
I think the dog training product is true.
And you didn't like the... you know, pin the toupee on the bald guy? No?
I liked it.
All right.
I liked it.
All right, so...
I think...
so Amy in Topeka, Kansas is going with product number three. Michael, what happens?
And we go to the judges. And Amy is correct. What a great job, Amy. Introducing Companion, the future of training.
Yay!
Yep,
here's
that's
how
right.
It works. We match you with one of our expert coaches.
Yep.
Meet with you one-on-one.
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's something about having a dog trainer in person. just doesn't seem like that's going to be really something that's...
it sounds strange to me, but I think they'll market anything to pet owners.
That's true. You're right.
That's why I picked it.
Good choice. All right. So, Amy, we're going to figure out how to get a cameo out to you. Probably record that next week after the show. And so
that's so exciting.
What's on your mind?
Well, the question I have is, I have a son about to head to college, and I'm always texting him or telling him information, like his social security number when he's applying for jobs, or, you know, now he's probably going to need a vaccine card. And I'm looking for a way to have that information electronically, but safely, in a file, or, you know, a Google photo file doesn't seem very secure to me.
Well, you know what? You and I, we've had that same thing. Like, where Ian will call me and say, what's my insurance number again?
You know, right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, it's like, please help me. You're supposed to be a self-sustaining adult. Yes. Self-sustaining adult. And of course, you know, being moms, we send it to them anyway, even after we gripe a little bit, because we're happy that they asked,
right,
because that's just who
right.
we are. Okay. So what I've done is I've given him one file, and he
okay.
has a copy of his passport in it, his driver's license, mm-hmm. his insurance ID, which, you know, you're right. You know, now we're going to need to add a vaccination card to that, his social security card. So he's like, so it's like all of life's little numbers that you need to know, even though I did tell him you're supposed to memorize your social security number. That's just something that everybody does.
Right.
But, and then what I did is I put it inside of a Word doc, and then
okay.
I saved it as a password protected PDF file, so he can open it anywhere, and it's on his phone. So he just keeps it on his phone. And so when you do this with Word, there are two options when you're making the PDF. It'll say restricted editing, or it'll say encrypted with a password. Guess which one you want. Yes, Amy, encrypted with a password. So
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yes. So in Microsoft Office, you can save it as a Word doc and encrypt it with a password, and then just give him a nice password. I give Ian positive passwords, like, you are a winner. You know what I mean? And then he cringes. He's like, oh, how can you be so happy and so positive all the time? What is wrong with you? I'm like, would you rather have a mother who is grumpy? Although I will tell you, when he was growing up, he was probably around 10 or 11, and he looked at me and, of course, and said, why can't I have a mother who will just sit on the couch and eat Fritos? Why do we have to do something all the time? I'm like, because that's what we do.
That's good.
That's what we have. Cool. So you're going to do a password protected PDF with Microsoft Word. You're going to put all the
Word.
Yes. And then you're going to save it. Remember, saving it, we're going to save it. This is the key. Encrypted with a password. Thanks for playing along, Amy. And don't forget, Marianne will get back to you. She's fabulous, too. But Marianne's going to get to you about what we need from you in order to do that cameo. And I'm going to record, I got a couple of you. We're going to do those after the show next week. Let's go ahead and do our digital privacy tip of the week. And this week is brought to you by StartMail. And I don't trust big tech, and you shouldn't either. You've heard me say for years that free email services like Gmail or Yahoo, they're not free. Not at all. You pay with your privacy. In fact, these internet giants bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. Your business plan? Google has it. Your medical records? Yahoo can sell that to drug companies. And that's why I use StartMail. It makes me feel safe again. I can send encrypted emails with just one click, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. And when you delete an email, it's gone. Poof. It's gone forever. Now, switching to StartMail is seamless. I've heard from so many who say, oh, I don't know how to do that. It's not a big deal. We have all the steps on our website. You can easily transfer all of your current email data, so there's no starting from scratch. Don't worry about that. So dump the spy mail and get your own StartMail account right now. Go to startmail.com/cam. Hey, it's a great deal. You're going to get a 7-day free trial. And if you love knowing that big tech isn't reading your email like I do, you also get 50% off the first year. That's a smoking deal. As a matter of fact, that's the best deal that they offer, and it's exclusive just for Kim Komando Show listeners, just for you. So go to startmail.com/Kim. That's start with the letter T. Don't trust big tech with your data and privacy. Startmail.com/Kim. Sign up today. Startmail.com/Kim. All right. When I ran across this website, we did some checking on it, and it's really fabulous. You can turn your phone, your tablet, your computer into a motion-activated security camera. And you don't need to set up any special software or anything like that. It's called critter.camera. And again, you just go here, you find a suitable location, and then you launch the program with your camera, and then you press start. It begins capturing, saving images, and it's really a very, very useful little thing that you need to know about and put into your tech arsenal from commando.com. And to check it all out, you don't want to miss this one, and share it with your family members and friends, because I think they're really going to like this too. Head over to commando.com when you're there. Hit the link that says Kim Show. It is. I'm telling you. That's a really, really great, great thing you don't want to miss. Still to come this hour, I'm going to tell you how anyone can intercept your text messages unless you take one extra step here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, listen, America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every single advantage. Now, smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. And here's the deal. You can schedule a free product tour. Do it right now over at netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, that's netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim. Over at commando.com, we do a lot of things. You know that. I mean, there's always new content every single day, hundreds of articles every single week. And there's one product that I am particularly proud of, that if you are a regular listener to the show, if there's one thing that you do over the course of the next 2 days, but do it now while you're thinking about it, I want you to go to this special address at commando.com. Are you ready? It's commando.com/thecurrent, like T-H-E-C-U-R-R-E-N-T, commando.com/thecurrent. It was an experiment that we did about a little over a year ago to see if we could produce a different type of newsletter, that if we could give you all the content that you want in the newsletter, you don't have to click out anywhere. And we're going to give you our analysis about news and maybe some tips and some jokes along the way. And it's this really fun, fun newsletter. It comes out only twice a week because it's a lot of work to do. So it comes out on Tuesdays and Saturdays. But if you don't get the current, it's a wild success. I mean, we started from scratch, and now we have tens and tens and tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people who are getting this every single Tuesday and every single Saturday, and people love it. People just don't unsubscribe. I mean, when we're looking at the subscribe and unsubscribe rates, it's phenomenal. And thank you so much for subscribing, and you must love it because the open rate is like over 50%, which is crazy because open rates on newsletters are like 5%, 10%, never over 50%. So if you're not getting the current, go to commando.com/thecurrent. Like our recent topics we had is looking at Google photo alternatives, how a Fitbit caught a cheater, easy trick to finding a missing AirPod. And the tech world changes by the minute. You want to stay ahead of the curve. Again, twice a week, this is content that you don't find in any other newsletter of ours. It's not even on the website. It's only available in the current. Okay, commando.com/thecurrent. Lynn in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hello there, Lynn.
Hi. I have a question for you, but first I want to say I followed your work for years, and thank you for bringing safety and sanity to the crazy world of technology.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Lynn. That's very sweet of you.
My question is about phones. I have executive clients with very sensitive issues, and so I have a landline and a basic cell phone, and am I doing the best for very strict confidentiality requirements for them and for me?
You're talking about the cell phone, I assume.
You know,
you're really smart to call because a lot of people wouldn't even think about that. They just assume, oh, well, I'm on a cell phone. Everything's great. You know.
Oh, no. But, they scare me. Smartphones really scare me.
Well, because you know that they really are just mini little computers that we're carrying around.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so much more capabilities. And a lot of people get freaked out because, you know, we've been talking about going hiking in Patagonia and suddenly we start getting Facebook ads. We're like, what happened with that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why it's good to have a healthy dose of paranoia, especially if you're dealing with HIPAA or any type of sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
So with the phone itself, it's a good idea to install some security software on it. And if you are dealing with any type of sensitive information, is to use a VPN, virtual private network, that will encrypt your connection and will mesh things up so anybody who could actually intercept it, they won't be able to get it. Make sure you have all the updates. No apps unless you use them. Okay. I mean, mm-hmm. you know how we're all guilty of that. We just download apps like crazy because like, oh, let's try that. Let's try that. And then we just leave them on our phone only to find out later that we didn't even, now we got 5 pages of apps and we didn't only use like 4 or 5.
But, well, that's why I only have a basic cell instead of a smartphone, because I know that it's easy access to all my clients. Anybody can hack in and get my client list, and I cannot have that.
Yeah, which, you know what, if that's really the case, then maybe you just stick with a really basic flip phone, but it still is important that you maintain any type of security updates. And if you are so inclined, is to install a security package onto that phone. But I know it's really hard today to conduct business on a flip phone because everybody's texting. Everybody's doing that. And if you want texting, there are encrypted text messages that you can, messaging programs use like Telegram and Signal. But it sounds like this is probably something that we're just better not even going near. I can't imagine what kind of information this may be. But if it has you concerned this much, then I want you to sleep at night. And so you're probably better off just using a basic phone. Thank you so much for your call and also for your kind words. I really appreciate that. It's nice to hear. Coming right back, speaking of security, we're going to talk about how anyone can intercept your text messages unless you do one step. That's here on the Kim Komando Show. I always stress the importance of regular data backups, and iDrive's cloud-based backup solution is the best in the business. Just go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim to save 90% off the iDrive.com, promo code Kim. You know, I was just talking to Lynn about Signal and Telegram. There's also Threema and Wire Secure Messenger. We have more information about that over at Komando.com. And stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed hour you don't want to miss here on the West Star Multimedia Network.